And now a couple of sections from a sequence called The Little Ache, a German notebook. This is number one. Vergiss deine Tasche nicht. Don't forget your bag. My great-grandfather Heinrich August Wedes ghostly admonition at customs clearance. But I did, distracted by what might have been the irritable clatter in the galley where my ancestor was heating soup as the Robin Hood leaned across an ebb tide out of some harbour in Poitou-Charentes, whose meandering deltas may have reminded him of the waterways of his first debouche out of Kiel or Hamburg, a kid with horizons in his eyes, with Goethe in his kit, but no idea where he'd be lugging the Faust my father heard him shouting from the bed he took to on pension night with a skinful of schnapps at York Terrace, Blenheim. The same bed where pneumonia silenced his Mordersprach after he was pushed into the river, some say, where he was peacefully fishing in 1915 because he was German. How thick is the space between what Heinrich had in his bag and what he left behind, or just forgot, as it may be, about the time he jumped ship from the Lammershagen in Wellington Harbour in 1875, making himself scarce up country until such time as he came back after a prudent year with his bag and its frugal contents to marry my great-grandmother, Maria Josephine Katharina Riepen, of the straight back and forthright gaze. I recover my bag from an amused customs official at Berlin's Tegel Airport and make my way into the city, which seems both foreign and not, perhaps like Heinrich August, caring little about the difference between what I carry and what I don't. In the courtyard outside my new home, a chestnut tree drops wads of wet brown leaves, and I'm only a little tempted by the folly of wondering if it forgets them for the fresh ones it will grow in spring.